Catfish Creek is about 5 miles from Dubuque. It's a tributary of the Upper Mississippi River, a quiet little stream surrounded by early autumn yellows and greens. With the exception of a paved walking path, it looks untouched by human hands. But a backhoe is tearing into the shoreline. It's actually going to preserve the environment here. Dan Kirby, a DNR fish biologist, stands in the creek wearing rubber hip waders. He guides a 400-pound oak crate into the water.
Well, today we're working on a fish habitat project. This is one of our favorite things to do, actually, is to come in and put habitat into the stream that will help try to increase the fish population, but also make it a little bit easier to fish here.
Some streams here in northeast Iowa saw water temperatures over 80 degrees this summer. While it's not as extreme as the Des Moines River's 97 degrees that killed 40,000 sturgeon, it's still dangerously warm for trout. Alan Patillo is a fisheries specialist at Iowa State. He says these cool water streams in northeast Iowa are unique to the state and are home to three species of trout: the exotic rainbow and brown trout, and the brook trout.
Those areas receive water almost exclusively from groundwater, and the cold water holds more oxygen than other warmer waters. And in those areas, you would expect to see less pollution, so they've sort of adapted their lifestyle to live in those pristine environments.
Right now, water levels are at historic lows for streams across the state. With less water, the streams heat up. This is, of course, thanks to the drought.
This drought started last fall, a year ago, really, if you think about it. We missed winter.
That's Dave Maroff. He manages this trout hatchery near the northeastern Iowa town of Manchester. He kneels down by a pool of thousands of rainbow and brook trout and dips in a large net.
Okay, rainbow, woo! There's a brook.
Because of the drought, the hatchery had to hold back almost 15,000 of these trout, and they are slowly releasing them into the streams up here. Maroff is hoping for an expected record-breaking 40,000 trout anglers this year.
No one knows how extreme this drought can become. The only thing we have to relate to is history. And history tells us, if you go back to 1988 and 89, for the farmers, 88 was much worse. They had a much poorer crop than they did in 89, but here at the fish hatchery, we didn't see the full effect of the drought of 88 until 89 when it stayed dry.
How long will this drought last, and how much will it affect the state's fish population? Harry Hilliker is Iowa's state climatologist. He says it's pretty hard to predict, but drought loves company, and with this drought, there's a lot of company.
Nationally, this has been the most widespread drought we've had since 1955-56, that time period. So a long time since we had drought over such a large part of the country. And that makes it a little harder to get out of it, so to speak, because everyone's dry. There's just not as much moisture around. Humidity's lower. Makes it hard to get a rainstorm.
People have learned to do a lot of things to make Mother Nature friendly, like maintaining streams and controlled fish spawns. But when Mother Nature throws a curveball, like this drought, it's unclear what can be controlled. In Manchester, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.